there anyone that doesn't have one of the handouts that needs one? Kristen Jackson. So the handouts are for you to look over in the next couple of weeks. My name is Emily Bundaone. In case you don't know who my husband is, that's my husband, Arsene Bundaone. And about 9 months ago, I took over from Steve Holler as the chairperson of the Finance Committee. So if you're like, where's Steve? I'm the new Steve. And we're going to be talking about the financial health of our church. Our new fiscal year starts on July 1st. So we are presenting the budget. We did last week for several of the language groups. Today, and then we have voting for the next 2 weeks on this budget that we're presenting. So I know that you have lovely handouts in front of you, but I also have a lovely PowerPoint that's going to illustrate all the very important changes in the budget. So maybe put down your papers for now so you can pay attention to the things in the PowerPoint. I want to, before we begin discussing the budget for this coming year, review the past year and how we've been doing. So for you old timers, we have the W, which means win, which is Steve's usual manner of saying we're doing well as a church, is waving a little W flag. But for the young people, I have the thumbs up from Facebook so that you know that we are doing well financially as a church. This year has been good. And that is thanks to many of you who give generously to the church and to our pastors and staff who spend very judiciously. And if we look here, our tithes and offerings are projected to meet our budget for this year. We have more income from Pratt Plaza, our renters, than was predicted. We have not overspent on many items. And at the beginning of the year, we had $192,000 in cash assets, and now we have almost $200,000. So if you remember, at the beginning of the year, we said this year we will spend down $30,000, and in fact, we have gained $7,000. Yeah, so very good, very good. So we can be very happy and secure in knowing that right now we're on good financial footing as a church. So some of you who have been here for the past 3 to 5 years might be asking, well, Emily, Steve said last year and the year before and the year before that we would spend down $30,000 of our cash assets, and none of those years have we actually spent anything down. Why is that happening? And I asked myself the same question when I became the chairperson of the Finance Committee. So what we've done in the past several months, the Finance Committee has done a very thorough review of the budget for the past 5 years in the church, looking at the budgeted expenses and income, compared them to the actual expenses and income, and we've adjusted this year's budget to be much closer to reality. So when I tell you what we're going to spend down this year, I want to assure you that we have done everything we can to make it closer to what it will actually be. Okay? So this is the pie chart that Kristen was telling you about in your handout. So this is the new approach we're taking to the budget this year. We've divided up our expenses according to parts of our mission. And our mission is here. We are called to the corner to participate in Christ's work of reconciliation in our church, neighborhood, and world. So if you read through the documents, you'll see in each category what we're spending for each part of our mission. Sure. So the portions of our mission, we have world, we have neighborhood. Okay. The blue is world. The red is neighborhood. The yellow is worship. Green is children and youth. Purple is internal community, the teal is facilities, and the orange is debt. So what is unique to our church is that we are committed to multicultural community. And the changes to the budget this year show ways that we as a church are investing in our non-English language groups and in deepening connections between the language groups in our church. So we're setting a good financial foundation this year for continuing our multicultural ministry into the future. So this is a picture of our church 5 years ago. And next is a picture of our church today. And the comparison of these two pictures is really exciting to me because it shows the effect of our investment in multicultural ministry. And it also shows that we're growing. So in 2011, we had about 150 members, and today we have about 225 members, which is a 50% growth in membership. So it is only appropriate that our budget also is growing. And I believe that with the investments we're making this year in the budget, we will just continue that growth. So here are the major changes in spending that are coming in the year. I'm not going to read them all out to you because they're all in the document that you have in front of you, and they're in the line item budget as well. And in the line item budget, you can compare last year's budget to this budget for each item. But one of the changes is that we will be paying Pastor Olak Sunuar of the Nepali congregation for 20 hours of work instead of 15 hours that he was previously paid. Now, he's working more than 20 hours. We were only paying him for 15. Now we're paying him for 20 because the work that he's doing is so important. And this is his wife, Mana, and his daughters. And now I just think he's doing amazing work. The Nepali congregation is now the largest language group. They have the most adult members of any language group in the church. So we really want to invest in Pastor Olak and support what he's doing in his ministry. And I also wanted to mention that our pastors, they also use their time to connect with one another, which is unique. Because we have so many groups, our pastors use their time to connect to one another so that they can lead the language groups in being integrated and connecting with one another as well. So another change that's coming in the coming year is Susie, who is our bookkeeper extraordinaire. And you cannot underestimate the importance of the work that she does to this church. She has been paid in the past for 6 hours. And as the church is growing, you can imagine her work is becoming more complex. And so we are increasing her hours as well to reflect the work that she's actually doing. And we are just so thankful for Susie and her role. And next, changes in income in the coming year. So first of all, you can go to the next picture, and I'm going to have Bob and Naomi translate this after I talk about it. It's a little dark, but this is the Nepali congregation that meets on Sunday afternoons after us. And in the past, they've had a separate budget than the rest of the church. But this year, they have decided to integrate their budget with the shared budget of the church, which means that their tithes and offerings also will be integrated into the shared budget of the church. And I think this is a really wonderful sign of that work that we're doing to make connections among the different language groups in our church. Baba Naomi, do you want to translate that?
Tunataka tuongee kidogo tu kuhusu neno hili ambalo anatoka kuongea. Hii mnayoona hapa ambao wanafumulia kama ni ibada ya watu wa Nepal. Kwa hii budget yetu au pesa hii zenye tutatumikisha, kumekuwa mabadiliko kidogo tu kwa hii kundi la wa Nepal. Sababu mbele walikuwa wakifanya, walikuwa na pesa kivyao na kanisa la hapa linakuwa na pesa kivyao. Lakini mwaka huu wameleta hizo pesa zao, wakaweka pamoja kama kanisa, wakaweka kwa account moja, au naweza kusema kama bashira mu bubiko bumwe. Ubu nyine nta ntitugira tuvuga kuko abanepali bafite imari yabo n'abandi bafite imari yabo. Kuri uyu mwaka barabizanye babishira hamwe, murakoze.
And the next change that I want everyone to be aware of is, and you probably are aware, that the space behind me, the 1606 Pratt space is now being used on Sunday mornings by our East African Kirundi Kiswahili speaking brothers and sisters for their worship because their group is growing in size, and so they could no longer be in the classroom in the back. They needed more space. So that's great news that their group is growing. What it also means is that we will no longer have a full-time renter in that space as we have in the past. However, we have still budgeted for some income from renting space in the church in the coming year, whether it be this space, the 1606 space. The elders want to make sure that we're using our space responsibly. It's not just sitting unused for 6 days of the week. And so there, we have in the budget $8,400 of income from space rental in the coming year.
Na neno lengine wanataka kuongelea ambayo limeleta mabadiliko katika pesa za mwaka huu ni kuhusu hii rumu yetu ambayo tuko nayo kama rumu mpya. Hiyo rumu mbele ilikuwa kama ni soko na inaingiza pesa mingi sana kwa kanisa. Lakini mwaka huu sababu hiyo grupu ya Waswahili imekuwa watu wengi wamejaribu tukatoka huko kwa rumu kidogo tukahamia huko. Nikusema kama kanisa limepoteza pesa mingi ambazo walikuwa wakiingiza katika soko hiyo. Sasa hivi wanataka waone watu ambao wanaweza kuleta mali zao au watumikie kwa hiyo rumu kuanza siku ya kwanza hadi siku ya tano. Alafu na sisi tubaki na hiyo siku ya Mungu tu ili tuweze kushiriki. Ili pesa tusipoteze pesa mingi katika budget yetu ya hii mwaka. Kugira ngo babanze babone abantu bazokodesha iri asale bayikoreremo kuwa mbere kugeza kuwa gatanu natwe tuyisigarane iminsi bisigaye hanyuma bareke gutakaza amafaranga menshi. Iyo nayo ni impinduka iza kugaragara hano kuri budget y'uyu mwaka. Murakoze. Asante sana.
Great. So those are great things for our church that are happening. I also want you to be aware of, and something that I think is very important, as members of the church and people who are voting on the budget, I want you to consider yourselves as employers of the staff and pastors in our church. And I want you to think deeply about how we care for our staff and pastors. So these are the people that we employ in Living Water. Because we're a multi-group, multilingual church, we employ four pastors, and they're all part-time. And we also have a administrator, bookkeeper, and custodial services. And each of these people is essential to what is going on at our church right now. So just for a reference, we have the hourly equivalent. So you have something that you can, you know, compare to. But I also want you to know that we do not offer health insurance to our employees. We do have paid sick and PTO time. Okay. Another area that I just wanted to mention because we're doing well is in the management of our debt, our mortgage for this building. And only 12% of our budget goes towards debt, which is a relatively small percentage. And we will have two different loans. One of them, the Reba Place Fellowship loan, will be paid off in 8 years, which is right around the corner. And the other one will be paid off in 17 years. And this is incredibly important because if we pay off these loans, that is the future of the church, is this building, and that's our investment for the future generations of this church and the future ministry. All right, so here we are. So for those of you who have been waiting for charts and graphs, now is your moment. I know that I enjoy this part, so these are the changes in spending from last year or this year to the next year in the traditional categories. So you can see we have increases in some and decreases in others. But if we look at the next chart, when we look at the changes according to the missional category, there's an increase in every single category of our mission, which is really encouraging to me because it shows me that we are investing in every single part of our mission, and every single part is important. And if we go to the next chart, we've talked about our church growing. The dark blue line is where you see our expenses growing over the past few years. And then the yellow line on the bottom is our budgeted tithes and offerings from members and non-members. And so this is just to say our expenses grow and our tithes and offerings grow accordingly to support our mission. And the next one is, where is the income of the church coming from? And a full 65% of the income of Living Water Community Church is from tithes and offerings. And about a quarter of our income is from Pratt Plaza, which now means Bubble Express, the laundromat that rents in this building. And so this is your annual reminder. If you need a laundromat, go to Bubble Express, because by giving Bubble Express to your business, you are supporting the mission of the church, because they are over a quarter of the income of the church, and that's supporting our mission. A small portion of the income for this year, 6%, will be the cash asset spend down, and then we're receiving one predicted grant, possibly more grants, but right now, for sure, one grant in the coming year. So, because we're growing, I am going to ask you all to grow with us in your investment in the church. So usually, every year, we budget a 5% increase in giving from members and non-members. And this year in the budget, we have a 9% increase, because we believe that it's possible, and we believe that there is faithful giving in this church and that you all will respond to what's happening. So 9% is almost double the normal increase in giving. So this is just an opportunity for you all, if you're not giving, to consider giving. If you are giving, to think about if you could give more. And I know it's not always possible, but I'm going to talk in a second about my process for thinking about that. Let me just go to the next page. So, like I mentioned, we are spending down some money this year to support all of our expenses. We don't predict that we will have enough income to totally cover all our expenses without using some of our cash assets, but we predict that we will end the coming financial year with $177,000 at the end of next year. So, lots of numbers, lots of charts and graphs. And this is a question I've been posing myself, and now that you all have seen the numbers that I've been looking at for the past 9 months, you're probably also thinking, well, what does this budget really mean to me? And, you know, I've been going over the budget in detail and reflecting on how the budget is related to the work that's going on in the church and what is my part in it. And the question that led me to is, what does Living Water Community Church mean to me? And I have been going to this church for about 8 years. I got married in this church right over there. And the people in this church have supported me through all sorts of things in the years that I've been here. And when I was reflecting on it, I realized that when I first meet someone, it's usually in the first conversation with this person that my church will come up, because this church is just that important to me. It's that big of a part of my life. And when I realized that, I talked with my husband, our son, and we decided, it only makes sense if this church is such a big part of our lives that it also be a bigger part of our budget. So we decided several months ago to start giving more each month to the church. And I just want to give you all that same opportunity today to ask yourselves, what does Living Water Community Church mean to me? And what could that mean for your budget? And obviously there are lots of ways to give to the church, engaging relationally, volunteering your time, but don't forget the money aspect, because that is also an important part. And when I've been reflecting on it, I've just appreciated what a beautiful mission you are all giving to when you give to the church, because it is such a unique place. And the way that we are lingually and ethnically diverse is such a beautiful reflection of God And the way that we love one another, despite those differences, is also a reflection of God's love. And so I just want to encourage you all to take a moment now before we start the questions to just ruminate a little bit. And, of course, you have time. If you don't have to decide today. You can decide in a few months. But we'll have a little bit of time for questions in a few minutes, but I just want to take a minute for everyone to reflect on this question.